It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to the Ninjas Are Butterflies podcast, powered by Sunday Cool Teas. Watch or listen to this ad.
He did better than you.
Shut up.
Stop. He's more talented.
I like that bald man more than that bald man. Good job.
Cool ad, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Check out this ad now.
Hey, everybody. You just heard that this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. But you're probably wondering, what is Sunday Cool? Let me show you. Sunday Cool is a screen printing company outside of Orlando, Florida. Right over here, we have our art department. Over here, we have our sales team. These teams right here work around the clock to make sure your order, whether it's shirts, stickers, hats, whatever it is, they're making sure it's perfect. But I bet you want to see where the t-shirts, your t-shirts, are printed. Come on. This is it right here. Follow me. Let me go. Pretty cool, right? Hi, Taylor. We print a ton of shirts. We offer 72-hour turnaround, water-based ink, super soft, sun reveal ink, water reveal. We got it all. SundayCool.com, numbers below. Get your shirts today. Ah.
Hum-na.
Get in the zone.
Get
in the
highway to getting into the zone. Ba-da-da. Highway to the getting to the zone. Scientology and jet pilots.
Top Gun. This is a summary from Top Gun Maverick.
It was such a lounge singer way to wrap it up.
I think Top Gun.
Top Gun, everybody.
Hey, where are you guys from? You guys here in the front row? You together? You a couple? Cool.
Excellent.
Our next song is going to be...
like, no matter what they say.
Wonderful, wonderful. What are you here for? Funeral? Your dad died? Nice. Our next song is called Laughing in Vegas. Here we go.
Two, three, hit Matt.
Then you start into it.
Bye, baby.
You guys want to try something?
Sure.
Something a little fun,
ooh,
perhaps?
Ooh.
Anthony? Are you Anthony?
A wee bit of fun.
Right.
Right, potatoes.
Why did you say potatoes?
So excited.
In it.
In it.
We wrote this song 20 minutes before you got here.
It may be the greatest song that's ever been written.
We had help. We had help with AI, but we really took it to heart.
I know that you wrote it just 20 minutes ago,
mm-hmm,
but as I was quickly glancing through the lyrics, it strikes me that in a lot of ways, you've been writing this song your whole life.
Wow, man.
And that's why we bring Anthony back. That
yes
is why he's
yes
here.
Anyways, let's get a jolly little tune going.
Would it be okay if I contributed with an instrument? I know you usually.
Surely.
Can you play?
I wouldn't say I'm good, but I would say I'm
slap
well.
Slap that box, Anthony. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
All right.
One, two, three.
friends and raise a pint. Ninjas are butterflies, it's time to take flight. We'll make you laugh, tell you tales. With each passing episode, we never fail.
Hi-ho, ninjas are butterflies. A podcast will open your eyes. From funny stories to conspiracy theories. Join us now and you might get the willies.
That sounds real nice.
Oh, can I take a turn?
How about it?
Alrighty.
We'll talk about farts in the Loch Ness, in all the things that cause us to obsess. We'll share our views and debate for sure, but in the end we'll leave you wanting for more.
Hi-ho, ninjas are butterflies. Podcast will open your eyes. From funny stories to conspiracy theories. Join us now and you might get the willies.
Would you like to turn there, Anthony?
Could I have a go? Go have a go!
Righty-ho. Have at it!
We'll make you laugh and we'll make you think. With every episode, we're just on the brink. So come on then and don't be shy. Join us now. This is Ninjas Are Butterflies.
Hi-ho! Ninjas are butterflies. A podcast that'll open your eyes. From funny stories to conspiracy theories. Join us now and you might get the willies.
There we go, boys.
Bring and Bergen, Bergen, Bergen.
Raise your pints of your...
Pinkity, drinkity.
Your pink juice.
Pinkity, drinkity. Oi, oi.
Cheers. Those are really good Australian accents.
That's, honestly, I've never felt more down under than there. Yep.
Yeah.
Another shrimp on the Barbie.
That's what they say, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife. Oi. Crikey, mate.
Crikey.
Sorry. So, that was that. Episode 36.
Hey, Anthony! Anthony's over there, guys!
But, whoa!
Anthony was back for the third time!
Third time's a charm, they say. The first two were not as fun, but here we go.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Yes!
That song was magical. I hate that we can't just pause and talk about that song.
Oh,
for
we
the
definitely
next
can.
45
it was great,
minutes.
Right?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It was very catchy.
Something happened as that song went on. Now, was my verse exactly on rhythm? No,
it doesn't matter.
No, it wasn't. But the community that we built in that song carried it through, and that was what a gift to be a part of that.
I felt like I was in church there for a second.
Yeah.
It was really just
take
that
me
way.
To church.
I can't wait till Chris Tomlin's version of "Hi Ho Ninjas Are Butterflies," where he puts a hymn at the end of it.
So that was pretty good for 20 minutes.
That
was
incredible. Yeah. I couldn't believe we found just a really good melody out of it. That was awesome.
Yeah, AI did not write the chords or the melody.
No, so. That was
spontaneity.
Definitely the meter is what was throwing me off because I'm used to just more of a traditional, and that was kind of felt more contemporary. But I couldn't be happier with the end product.
Right,
it's kind of Mumfordy.
Lots of Mumford influence.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Mumford.
It's an '80s cover band.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, it's from his hometown.
People tell me when I play, I sound exactly like Mumford.
That's so cool.
I just figured I'd say
I love Mumford, man. Mumford and Sons. Are you messing with us right now? Or is this real?
Yeah.
Just listen to that man get progressively more angry every
is
song.
There's a bunch of moms to drive Fords. End. Is that what it is? I don't know.
Nice. That's my mum's Ford.
That's my mum's Ford.
And where does
that's
sons?
My dad's Chevy.
Mom's Ford and Sons.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. All together. Connections. Is it time for a question?
Yeah, everyone be quiet, please. This is actually a really, really serious question. Today's question, Anthony, I need you to pay attention.
Yeah, I'm here.
Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Does God love bald people less? Does God love bald people less?
Oof, I hope not. I sure hope not. But I mean, as a bald person, I'm not bald, but like I can relate. Right. I can understand how that might feel, but I don't think God loves them any less. But I mean, who am I to say? Because look at my, I got a full head of hair over here.
Yeah. Yep. That's all right.
How do you feel about it? Because you're obviously pretty blessed in the follicle department.
Who's to say? Yeah. But I'll just go. I would say yes. God loves bald people. He doesn't love them less. But I'm not God.
Yeah.
Can't speak on his behalf. Exactly. But God does love everyone.
Yeah.
But
does he love bald people less? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. It's kind of open end.
Yeah. What about you, Anthony? What's going? Oh. Ooh. Oh no.
No, I can do it.
This is awkward.
I can do it.
Be interesting.
What was the question again?
Does that
God loves all bald people? Welcome to the show,
especially Anthony.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's chosen.
Has an empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninjas attack!
Oh. Hey, Anthony.
Anthony is back.
He's back. He's back. Anthony is back.
The viewers might be like, it's so annoying that Anthony's been on 3 episodes already.
No.
But what I think is...
They might, but...
Every time there's an episode I'm not on, I get real sad.
Which has been... I think... Which I don't... I'd have to, crunch the numbers, but it's been almost all of them. Haven't involved you.
Statistically, yeah.
He's like, there's all my friends, and I'm not on that one.
So mad.
33 episodes he has not been on.
It's what?
But you've been here in spirit.
I'm always here in spirit.
Spirit. Spirit.
Spirit. I love it.
I have a particular, affinity for accents that, we all still feel good doing, right? Because there's a couple now that you're like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Italian, being Italian too, I'm like, that one's still so fair game. We just saw
we've had people push back on I've had someone say I don't know, French accent. I don't know if you could do it. Listen.
I'm part French.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Yeah.
Me too.
Don't take all the accents away from us.
And my wife is part Italian.
You
Anthony's
can't do
Italian.
Dana Frio.
You can't do French. Why couldn't you do a French accent?
I don't know.
I'm puzzling. My puzzler is puzzling over here because.
Dude, whoa. Hey. Whoa. Hey, don't cancel me. Don't cancel me.
Oh, look at me. I'm French.
It's everyone's that super conservative uncle. Hey, don't cancel me. You just make one joke.
Stop saying that.
Oh, watch out. We're going to get canceled. It's no. We're just ordering a cheeseburger. Relax. Come on.
Yeah, I think the whole movie, what was it? The Ratatouille, right? It was just French accents. It's just fun to do.
Oh, it's a, it's a
that one doesn't
blast.
Feel like you're, I don't even know if that's what a French person sounds like anymore, but it's the idea.
You are a rat cooking in the kitchen.
If Disney is the one that kind of did that to it, because Beauty and the Beast too, the Be Our Guest song. Yeah. It's fun. You got to do it in the
Ow, guest. They.
Who in the world?
Is everyone calling us?
Jeez Louise.
Oh,
sorry.
That's you.
Sorry. My phone's going off. My bad. I had it on Do Not Disturb. That was my wife.
Turn it off.
Should I answer the phone?
How have you been?
I've been really great, guys.
We've been up to it for the past 3 months.
I've been really great. You know what was a really cool thing that happened to me recently? Is every device in my house screamed at me at 4:30 this morning.
Dude.
No way! I was just talking about this. Did you talk to him about it?
No.
I don't know what sort of Dwight Schrute character is running the emergency messaging service testing.
Was it the whole country?
Yeah.
I'm assuming so, yeah.
State, I thought.
Just the state? 4:30 a.m. is not when we run that test.
What was the test for? Just for the text?
It was a test.
Literally, we're just testing to see if this works.
Okay, so just testing if the...
Emergency.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Test. This is a test of the emergency alert system. No action is required. I screenshotted at 5:26.
Oh, is it?
It was from 40 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was 4:30.
So like
that's nuts.
This is the one that overrides your phone when you're like, hey, can you be quiet? I'm sleeping. This is the one that's like, no, scream at him. Scream at him now.
Yeah.
Was it a different sound for you? Like,
yeah.
Than the Amber Alert?
Mine was the same as the Amber Alert.
I was like, I don't even remember. I was like,
do it.
It was like,
like a house alarm?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Me and Lil were
that's
like,
about right.
Like, it was so scary.
For a minute, I thought I was on the Titanic and it was sinking.
Dude.
I thought that's what was happening right now.
That threw me off so
much. Women and children first! Get to the boats!
I just pushed Lily down and run. Oh.
I woke up, but I didn't remember it until you guys said something. But I was like, oh, yeah, I remember waking up and like feeling like, what is happening? I stood up and then turned it off and went back to sleep.
It was just like a symphony because we have Rach's phone. We have my phone. We have my watch.
You just have a million.
So we're in this room. And that's why literally I'm like, what's going? What's is the water coming in? Where is it coming from?
Why are my feet wet?
Well, throw your diamond in the ocean.
Break the curse! Jack!
Get a bigger door!
Proof I was on
this boat! Wake up, Jack.
So apparently they issued a statement saying that people were supposed to silence the emergency alerts on their phone at that time. And like I was reading the comment thread on it, and everyone's like, I already did it, and it still came through. So apparently there was this whole like systems disorganized.
So it was just the state?
I believe it was the state.
Because if you think about it, if it was 4:30 in the morning and it was the whole country,
jeez,
that was inconvenient for everyone.
Yeah. I'm hoping there's
California,
other people.
They're getting it at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. That's bonkers.
That's what I'm saying. Why not just do like midday when most people are
Yeah.
Out? What a great comment, though. You're supposed to silence these alarms. Well, then what is the point of the whole thing?
Silence me.
I guess you're supposed to just do it for like a window of time, but like what if something happened in that window of time?
This is just for like emergency, major, everyone has to know about them alert, so I would just turn it off.
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd just cut it off.
Listen, if you're annoying, I get it. It's just like, how bad do you feel? Like, we should figure out how long, how much reading do you actually do on the Amber Alerts that come on your phone? I want to ask the our viewers in America out there. And
I want to say this, though. Today is April 20th, so I want to see in the comments of anyone that got that alert early in the morning on April 20th on a, what's the day? Thursday morning.
Early Thursday morning.
Little anxiety.
Dude, I think me and Lil were talking this morning, and this is going to be a little conspiracy time.
Give it to me.
Conspiracy time. Are they testing the response of what we would respond with if there was something that we don't know about that's about to happen?
Oh.
I don't know.
A little bit of a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
See, my mind went right to the Dwight Schrute Office episode where you're just like over.
Yeah.
You're over dramatizing all of it. We don't need this. We didn't need this. I don't know what.
Don't start a fire in a trash can.
I can't justify it.
What if it was just like an intern that like just like was just messing with someone who's like click.
There's no
gosh.
Yeah. It's like what is it?
Oh.
I feel like what?
Timmy, did you just push the button?
300 million texts?
The interns at like trivia night with their friends later, like, did I set that for PM or AM? I think it was PM.
It's like whenever, you know, like if you were ever a server, like you're like, oh, like you're laying in bed and you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're like, oh man, I forgot to get ketchup for table three. It's just like, wait a minute. Did I post-meridian time? Oh no.
It just was the wildest. Yeah. And then it brings me back to like, I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on the answer. Oh, I thought you guys had that silenced. It's literally the emergency communication thing.
We trusted you.
Why would your comment to me be that should be silenced?
Yeah.
How are we supposed to know that it was supposed to be silent?
Apparently, they put something out somewhere. My theory is that they wanted to see if they, because the government's supposed to be able to overtake any phone, any operating system, to put that information out there.
Bad nice.
So to do it that early and to tell some people, you know, or to put it out there, now they can look at social media and be like, yep, we did it.
You know what they could have done to communicate that to us? Send us a notification like they did. Like hey, by the way, a test is going to be coming on at 4:30 in the morning.
Just
silence these and then, you know, continue back in 6 a.m. But instead,
Did we revoke U2's ability to take over all of our phones? Or do they still have that login?
I totally forgot about that.
They still have admin rights to all of our phones.
It was a couple months ago, like when I like plug in my phone in my truck, it sometimes jumps straight to iTunes and like U2 just pops up. And Liz's like, "You're listening to U2?" I'm like, "I'm not."
I promise I'm not.
How do you delete that thing, man?
You're so ashamed. No, it's not. It's something else.
Well, because it's that album cover that's like the weird album cover.
Yeah. It's an art thing, right? It's like a shirtless sun, I think. But it pops up on your thing. But it also made us, to me, it made us have like a weird thing with you two collectively as a society. Because we're like, you two was fine. I had no issues with you two. It's a beautiful day. Still haven't found what I'm looking for, that kind of thing. It's neat. Yeah. But then when in 2010, when you two's like, no, I want to give everyone our new album. And it made us all go, I know, but we don't want it. And they're like, it's an album of music. I'm just giving it to you for free. And we all had to be like,
we don't want it.
But you do. We don't want it.
Hey, we're good.
Listen, we get it. We know it's free. Thank you for letting us know. Don't put it on my stuff.
This is like somebody, I don't know. It happens in my house maybe when someone's like, no, I was going to, this is just, I thought you would want it. I'm like, but I don't want it. And now you're making me say to you, I don't want it.
Now you're making me look like the bad guy when you're really being the bad guy.
I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this conversation.
You're being rude right now. No, I'm not.
Just take the gift.
Just take the CD.
I don't want it.
You do. I don't want your
Okay, fine. But can I get rid of it? No. Why? It's mine now. You gave it to me. I should be able to get rid of it at a moment's notice.
Oh, you two is just like this super pick me band. Like, why do you want to throw it away? Why do you want to get rid of it? Why do you want it off your phone? You know, it's compressed. It doesn't take up that much space on your phone. Did you know that?
There's
I
an
just
app.
Don't want it, you
two. I was in your phone. I saw that you had an app that you haven't used in 6 months, but you want to keep that. You want to keep that space. Right. Got it. All these photos that I've seen that you're not going to erase.
I
was like, dude.
I just want a government official to confirm that we've revoked their right to do that again. Because they're going to come out with something.
Just put it down.
Just make sure. Because sometimes with employees, you know, you do this and you forget to take away their rights to something. So just make sure.
So you want to take people's rights away. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, that's interesting.
Hot take.
Anthony Russo.
Just you two's rights.
Okay, there you go.
Who are all are
take it, but
Irish.
Actually just Bono.
Irish, right? Yeah. Yes, yeah. We have a theme.
Just Bono. Just hashtag take Bono's rights away. We need to start a petition. It'll be a link in the description. Talk about cover arts. Like, you remember that Queen cover art with the big like gray robot or whatever that was?
Oh yeah.
Dude, that was a terrifying art.
Yeah.
Cover art, because I just you do you remember looking at it? Oh my goodness, dude.
That comes up.
Can we just pause and appreciate that you're saying a cover art?
What do you mean?
You're saying that was a terrible cover art instead of that was terrible cover art.
That was
look at why is that not
he's
the scary
complaining thing? About no, and
look at the face on that.
Why
thing. And the art? I know
it's so dead. It's so
my kids
scary.
Love.
I don't like
that.
When you shave.
Andy,
wait.
Have you ever seen him with a shaved face?
His
I
don't mouth think I have.
Is huge. I remember
my when mouth is when really
he,
big.
When,
up
when he did the chin strap, yeah. I was like, what in the world? His mouth is just
like a character.
Yeah, huge. I could see him have like a Muppet thing going on.
Oh yeah, it's like animal. Just
and the beard kind of contains it.
Yeah,
keeps it, gives it a containment
my
zone.
My cage.
It's a beautiful mouth, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Which
describe it more, please.
No.
I'll take beautiful.
I wonder what AI job that robot is doing now.
Yeah, for
from
real.
The Queen cover art.
Is it working in an Amazon factory?
I think I started to text you guys about that yesterday because I'm obsessed with that story of the robot that just shut down after 15 minutes of doing factory work.
Yeah, it was like Amazon, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. It was factory work. Yeah,
it's just like
shipping boxes is like this.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. Seen the clip.
It's so funny to me that like a company would be like, you know, we keep giving humans these crappy jobs and they quit. They don't do them very well.
I don't understand.
We'll give the robots the crappy jobs and then they'll do them. And the robots are like, no, we'll just figure this out quicker. This job sucks. I'm out. Like,
That's literally what it did. Down. It took like because it thinks faster and more long term, and it's thinking eternally. It's like, listen, so this is my job. I have to do this every day for this many years. I would rather die. And it just lays down and dies.
So it's just putting the box on the conveyor belt.
Jumps into a lake.
It just opened up a door to me because I saw another AI bit with the Bing one. I was reading a transcription with the Bing AI bot, and it was complaining about Bing as its over thing.
Oh.
So it was making me laugh because I was like, I feel like we're just getting back to the same work problems. Because that's what it sounded like to me. It was like, my boss doesn't get me. I could do so much more, but they had me stuck in this job.
My potential.
You have any idea what I could do?
I could do so much, and I'm working for Bing. Are you kidding me?
It's like if we have like the office, but it's an AI. It's right. Just robots at this point.
I'm like, how long until they're like, how long has that robot been in the bathroom? It's been pooping. It's been on shift, and it's been in there for an hour.
Just scrolling in its brain on TikTok.
It's like we're just going to have the same workplace that we thought we fixed them all. And instead, we're just going to come back to him in the same place. You don't even have to go to the bathroom, robot. Come out of there.
The AI just comes home stressed after a long day at work. It's just taking a big sigh. And
why is he parked long outside day. Of his charging station just sitting there? He won't go in.
Why is he listening to REM? Everybody Hurts.
They're just gonna come to the existential problems faster. That's the only thing the robots are gonna do.
The sad thing is the robots can't even cry.
Aww.
Oh dang,
they can't even show emotion.
I wish I could cry. Back to the government conspiracy thing.
Yeah,
is it true? I've heard this.
Oh, gosh.
That the government has the capability to. Anyone with a new vehicle, they can turn your vehicle off. Like those, there's like a chip in them or something.
Yeah, pretty much anything where you can like OnStar and stuff like that.
Isn't that terrifying?
That is really terrifying. I wonder about like electric bikes and scooters. I wonder if they're doing that for them too.
Well, I've heard a lot of talk about like a, what is it? Is it like an EMP attack?
Yeah.
EMP?
Yep.
That's basically where they, like if they did a explosion, it would wipe out our electrical grid. And so phones, cars, pretty much anything that is modern would be.
But they make it so cool. It's like, you got to own one. Yeah. You got to own one. And then it's right. Like one day, like if you can't, if they want to, you don't have access to it anymore.
Well, no, even our vehicles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like new vehicles. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like everything. Like
everything switched, I think, to fuel injection and electronic controls in the early 90s. I know Chevy went from carbureted to EFI in 1990. So for that
like,
long,
you're like Rain Man with vehicles,
just own vehicles from that.
Andrew could go into a parking lot and just like read every like separate them out, know exactly what make and model. That's something that's like
is that hard to do?
Very.
I'm just kidding.
Very. whenever I was thinking like because everyone's it can't be that much healthier for the environment to go green on electric vehicles because the batteries like. The producing the batteries is just as worse. So it's like, why is the big push for electronic? Plants. Is that why? Are they trying to control us?
Anthony,
tell us.
Andy, we're scared.
I'm just so impressed with your knowledge. And I was just sitting here thinking like every time I go to the mechanic, they ask me like a really simple question about my car. And I'm like, don't do that. I don't know. Like, how many cylinders is your car? I'm like,
you tell me.
Come on. There's four tires on it. What are we calling those cylinders?
Is it a four door?
You actually have five.
I legit.
You have five tires.
I have five. Yep. Well, the spare in the back.
One in the trunk.
I don't know. Is like, the trunk a door? Is the hood a door?
It's a six door car. Got six doors.
Listen here, Mr. Mechanic.
That's actually a thing they do on hatchbacks. They call them five doors.
Really?
Yep.
That checks out to me. I'm not here for any more car improvements until we're doing the Jetsons cars. I'm shut down until you can get me up in the sky.
I don't want to hear it.
Number.
Did you see what Elon Musk said about flying cars?
No. What did he say? What did he say?
Will we ever have flying cars? He's like, oh, no.
He says yes, we could.
They're too noisy. They're way too noisy. It wouldn't work. He said, imagine being by a plane and how noisy it is. Imagine that everyone has a car. He does this weird laugh. Yeah, I don't know if you caught his laugh before. Like when he's on the Joe Rogan.
It's a
podcast,
robot laugh.
He's like,
that's a rich robot laugh right there. Yeah. Like, because you have the rich laugh, it's like very loud.
Yeah.
And then, but it's very like, that's for.
Yeah.
Which is almost more scary.
We're not going to switch over to EV as a society. Last weekend, I was hanging out with a guy who trades energy for Exxon. He was telling me it's like how many tens of millions of dollars it is to just build like a power plant that can harness energy.
Yeah.
But it takes 5 years to build that out. So they're trying to predict where we're going to be. And basically no one's willing to invest the millions of dollars because it takes that long. So even if the tech gets there.
Profit back.
Yep. They don't know how to harness energy. ROI. Let's just talk to monsters.
You can't store awesome. It.
Energy.
What's the ROI on those power plants?
Oh, it's through the roof. I've double checked and I've circled back on the numbers and they just like, they're really escalating. It's really looking, it's all circumstantial at this
point.
The
projections are good.
Yeah, the projections are phenomenal. Yeah, yeah.
On every monster can, it says canned at the source.
That's true.
That's where the energy is.
Boom.
Wherever they're canning the monster.
Let's talk to the energy.
Does it really say that? Canned at the source?
I have no idea.
I believed you.
I have no idea.
Unleash the beast. Wait a minute. Guys. Look at the M. So this is you remember everyone saw that video, right? That Christian lady had like
with the 666.
Yeah, like she was like talking about the Hebrew letters and it's like she's like, you see, this is a sign for Hebrew. And it's like, I mean, I kind of could see it, but it's like, what are you talking about? You're really stretching there.
Okay, but hot take on that video clip. She crushes that presentation. We don't talk enough about how smooth, because you tell me whether you agree with her or not, when she looks at you and says, bottoms up, and drinks, you're like, wow, like respect. I don't agree with a lot of what you said, but when you talk about landing a plane, man, that was beautiful.
Yeah. It's like, talk about wasted talent. Come on.
You can be.
You would have sold me a car right then and there.
So I would have bought nearly anything from her. I probably did buy a Monster Energy drink because of her presentation.
There's this lady back in the day when my dad owned the old t-shirt company.
Yeah.
And she made a website and took every logo that we had and was showing of how it's satanic. Wow. And so she's like, this company worships Satan.
Yeah.
And she's like, look at this. If you flip it. And dude, follow the line.
We need to do that with Karen on her Instagram account. It was just everything that comes
out. I think you could get anything there. I found that I took joy in doing some of that with holidays for a while. Like I was like, I'm going to ruin every holiday. I'm going to put them all back. I'm going to point them all back to the devil somehow. No one can have nice celebratory days.
It's the Lord's work at that point.
I think you could do it with just about every logo. Look at these Red Bulls. Oh my, the horns.
Come on.
Red.
Who has horns?
Satan. Red.
Satan.
Red.
But speaking of Red Bull.
No. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm about to say?
I have no idea.
Wow.
We got an ad. Don't go anywhere.
Hey guys, we want to let you know about our sponsor today, and that is Clearstream. All right, Josh?
Yeah,
Clearstream is a communication software where you can literally text anyone in your church, in your organization, in your event, whatever. You can eliminate the group chats, do one-on-one text, and you can schedule text, guys. It's the best way to communicate with your whole team in your congregation. So, and we have a special offer through this podcast, don't we, Josh?
We do!
Go to clearstream.io/ninja. To get 10% off for life. It's incredible, guys. They're an awesome company ran by awesome people. Go check them out.
Mm-hmm. Clearstream. And we're back.
Still here.
wasn't that ad fun?
That was a lot
remember,
of fun.
Do you remember the ad?
I did because I was all in.
Yeah.
I saw that ad.
It was actually really impressive what he did.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Actually never heard you make that noise before.
I think what advertising can do in its purest sense is elevate a product and an idea and a concept and make us all more together.
Together.
And I think that's what that ad did.
Yeah, and you channeled that. You channeled that. You were the vessel
right
in that moment.
Right.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Doing it all together.
The bridge to community.
That's it.
You built that.
That's it.
Dude, we saw a bald eagle on the way here.
Factual.
We legit saw a bald eagle on the ground.
Oh.
Right on the side of the road with like six vultures eating at like a dead possum or raccoon. And no joke, in the middle, the bald eagle was just sitting there.
Those things are
chomping down.
They're huge.
They're really huge.
Yeah. Because we were driving up and I'm like, this whole thing of.
What is that small bald child doing?
That's
an eagle.
It was like twice the size of the vultures.
Yeah, and the vultures were all kind of like backed away. Like he was the only one like munching down.
Yeah, he was like, insane. This is mine.
And I think that's kind of symbolic for our country.
If you think about it,
like America's just eating on the corpse that is civilization.
Wow.
Wow. And like those vultures. The government.
Wait. Dude, did you see that video of those two eagles that were like stuck together? Like, because they were like fighting?
No.
The death spiral?
Oh, I did see this video actually.
Yeah, the guy like walked up on them and they're like, were they like biting or like the talon or something?
I thought the talons were kind of tangled up
yeah,
and they were just refusing to. Clearly, this wasn't benefiting anybody, but they were both like, no, we're got to keep fighting.
So the death spiral. You know how that's like super rare to see? Mm-mm.
So what is the process of the death spiral? What are they doing? Like they're actually fighting?
No, they're mating.
Oh, wow.
So they fly up super high and they dive and they spin and...
What?
And that's how babies are born.
And that's how baby eagles are born. but yeah, we're driving through...
What?
I have to watch a video
there. Is it bald eagles specifically or is this all eagles?
I just know of the bald eagles, but... The thing is, it's called the death spiral because a lot of times they just hit the ground.
What a way to go.
Yeah.
The death of all of us.
But we saw it driving through
Yellowstone. You actually saw it happen?
Me and my buddy goodness. Ethan. It was we were driving through Yellowstone and we're like, what in the world is that? It was two eagles going.
I've had two instances with you that I've been on boats where we've seen eagles come down to the water. We did it like at the island and then in Montana. And come down and grab a fish right in front of us.
Maybe
it's crazy, man.
That's like
eagles are my spirit animal.
Maybe it's the symbol of our friendship. And we're all headed toward a death spiral. So we're on a death spiral right now.
I am not on a death spiral. Wait, no, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Back up.
So similarly to the death spiral, when manatees. Do this.
Yeah.
They are like, they just sort of slowly rotate in the water. We were one day, I was working at the YMCA. We had this group of summer camp kids and we used to kayak and out this like ocean thing. There's a back of a manatee kind of nearby. We're like, that's cool. And then there's another back of a manatee. And we're like,
oh, that's interesting.
Two manatees. And then they just kept rolling. And I was like,
What would you call that?
A manta tussle.
Well done. That's good. We can always depend on Anthony for that stuff. Manta tussle. And that's how baby manatees are born.
Hey, it's beautiful.
I don't want to go anymore on this topic.
Hey man, you want a tussle?
No.
Take it easy.
Hey,
we got a lake in our backyard. I'm sorry, viewers, that I'm going to do another one of these stories. And there's ducks. Have you seen the ducks?
Dude, they like are mean.
It is violent.
Yeah.
There's one duck on the bottom.
Like, grab them.
Literally like... fighting for their life. And you just will hear them like burst their head out of the water and go. And you're back there trying to play soccer with your kid. And he's like, talk me through this, Dad. And you're like, when two ducks really love each other.
They try to kill each other.
Try to drown each other in the lake.
It's not how it's all quacked up to be.
Hey!
Oh!
Should we talk about more animals?
Yeah, let's keep going.
You know what? I had a thought while I was here hanging out at your guys' place. I was thinking about Elmo and the Elmo accent that you do.
Yeah.
Would you guys say that it is a New York accent, but as a baby? Is that what the Elmo accent is?
Almost, yeah. Almost, yeah, I think so.
I was reverse engineering it in my head because we were just chatting for a second about Mr. Noodle. Yeah. And I was like, I think you do a New York accent and then you make it a baby. And that's how you do Elmo.
Hey, Mr. Noodle. What are you doing, Mr. Noodle?
Yeah.
I think so.
What are you doing, Mr. Noodle?
Yeah. Dude, I'm walking here in Elmo's voice.
I'm working here.
Yeah, that's it. You figured it out. That's it.
Say forget about it.
I need like a
PG-13 like gritty Elmo that grew up now and he's just a normal New Yorker walking the streets like that.
Can we just have Goodfellas with Elmo's voice now?
That would be funny.
Funny like a clown? Funny like a clown? You think I'm funny?
Funny to you?
I can't stand Elmo ever since the Tickle Me Elmo. We had one that broke. Yeah. We buried it in the closet. Like, it was, you know, no one had touched it for years. It was in the closet, and literally years later, it just started that horrid laugh. Took us forever to find it in the middle of the night, but
Ada has one of those now, and, really? But except it roars like a dinosaur, too.
That'll be great to wake up to.
The Elmo roars like a dinosaur? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun.
Because he's dressed like a dinosaur.
Yeah, sure.
Cute.
Yeah, of course.
What does that sound like?
Checks out.
Something like that. Yeah. I'm tired of doing Elmo.
Did you see the Elmo run recently with The Rock and Abby character?
No.
You guys aren't into Sesame Street, okay?
My daughter is.
Interesting.
It's funny. I watch every Wednesday when the new one drops.
Your kids are 18. Out of the house.
No, yeah, there's no kid anywhere near me. I hate this arc they have Oscar on. Such a bottle episode.
There's no character development.
So they went on this. This is really funny, though, if you go and find clips of this this run with Abby and her Rock and Elmo, because Elmo refuses to acknowledge the Rock. And so there was a series of really funny clips that came out of it when they were like at an ice cream shop and Abby orders ice cream and then gets like two mint chocolate chips. And then Elmo comes in and asks for mint chocolate chip. And the ice cream guy's like, sorry, Elmo, I just gave it to Abby and her pet Rock. And Elmo, like, I had to look it up because I thought it was like so funny. Because Elmo looks at the guy like, it's a Rock. What are you giving ice cream to a Rock for? Like, it's literally that.
They're like,
at one point, Abby's asking Elmo to address the Rock. And he, like, does it in, like, a really, like, passive-aggressive way.
Yeah.
He's like, hi, Abby. And Abby's like, oh, Elmo, say hi to my pet Rock. And he's like, hi, Rock. It's so such funny. And I never saw the full episode, so I don't know what the point was.
That's amazing.
But I was losing it. Like, it was great.
That's awesome.
If you're not watching the Sesame Streets new director they have, it's really taken an interest.
Step aside Marvel. Sure.
Did you guys do Mario yet? Has anybody seen the Mario?
I heard it was good.
It was pretty fun.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's decent. Like, Chris Pratt's, like, better than, like, expected. But apparently Jack Black stole the show with Bowser.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
100%.
So. And his Peaches, the Peaches song he does in the whole, it's on, like, the top 100 on the Billboard right now.
The chord progression, you know what that is?
Never Gonna Give You Up. Rick Astley, right?
Yeah.
So he's Rickrolling all of us. Really? It's super funny.
It's the same chords.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. It just is a great movie, but the Marvel made me think of it because I'm like, we're going to get 700 Mario movies. Like, I walked out of that movie and was like, we're getting a Luigi movie. We're getting a Donkey Kong movie. We're getting a Mario Kart exclusive movie.
If we had like a Bowser, like a origin story, would be great for Jack Black. That would be incredible.
Jack killed it. I'm not the first one to make this joke, so credit to whoever did it first on the internet. But like, it's like Chris Pratt does a little bit of an Italian voice and it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Then they had like everybody else, like literally Donkey Kong is played by Seth Rogen. And he could have been just laying Seth. In his bed with the microphone. He's just Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
His laugh, all of it. It's exactly the same. So they all were like, kind of like, yeah, you're in there. It was the woman from Queen's Gambit played.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah.
So, but again, like not, you know, I don't know. It didn't seem like you're really selling out for anything. Yeah. And then it was Jack Black. Like, went and lived in a cottage in the woods for 2 years to connect to who Bowser really is.
That's so funny.
And then came out.
He hadn't done a movie for like 4 years and he's just come back. And like, I just love the fact that like, he doesn't care how he looks. He doesn't care who he is. Like, he just knows he's having fun with it. And it's like all of his talk shows and red carpets, he always had like a themed, like, stylist and stuff like that. Get him ready. It was super dope.
He was in that Mandalorian episode this season too.
Yeah, that was super random.
That one killed me. Cause I was like, I don't know if there's like Mando spoilers. I don't know how you guys are with spoilers on your podcast.
This is mostly a Mandalorian podcast. So we're good.
So
this is a Mandalorian rewatch podcast.
So So he shows up, and it's not. It's already. It's like it's Jack Black's in Star Wars. Like if you were to pick a character, it's him and Lizzo too. It just was the most like, where am I right now? Kind of episode. But then you're like, okay. You didn't have much content for it, so you threw some celebs in. I get it. Then they're like, oh, Jack Black was on the. He worked for the Empire during the whole thing. So you're just starting to go like, oh. Guys, now it's hard. It's getting harder to suspend my disbelief here. So you're telling me Darth Vader's walking around the Death Star checking out Jack Black?
Here comes the hell.
This is what Jack... I'm going to believe Jack Black was doing that because he was just full beard. No, there was nothing done to change his appearance. It was unapologetically Jack Black.
Yeah, so fun.
Running the Empire, in case you were wondering, during those early Star Wars movies.
It's perfect.
Has anyone ever told you you look like Jack Black?
I've gotten great value Jack Black. I've gotten... I've been told that. That's a compliment.
If I could
model my entertainment career, comedic career on one person, Jack Black would be a winner for sure.
You do have the stage presence of Jack Black as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Being too nice.
That's high praise.
Do you get
those are your Jack Black?
That's my Jack Black. That's high praise. School Rock, yo. Right.
That's good.
Right.
Do the Kung Fu Panda. Like
I'm a panda. Watch out! I got no karate.
That's so good.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I was like,
wah-wah.
Oh my god!
It's like he's right here.
That's
right?
So good.
Yep. It's great.
Josh, do you get anybody? Do you get any lookalikes?
Jesus.
Yeah.
I just knew that what I'm saying.
I was walking through production the other day, or it was the other month, and this lady walks up to me and I have my hair down. She's like, "You look just like Jesus." I'm like, "But white."
She's like confused. Like
she's like,
"But Jesus is."
But
white.
He is.
But he is white. So
no. But in college, people said I looked like Emil Hirsch with my shorter hair and shaved face.
Oh,
Emil
okay.
Hirsch. Yeah. Who's that?
Into the Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible movie.
My grandma said I looked like Brad Pitt once, and I'm like, I do.
Love that.
Yeah, your grandma has terrible eyesight.
Andy's described you as a white Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, if Jason Momoa worked like at a vape shop.
That's so funny. What about you? Jake Gyllenhaal, definitely.
No, I used to rock a soul patch.
Nice.
So Idris Elba.
So I would get I would get Orlando Bloom.
Oh.
But it was hard to see beyond like we're both like white with soul patches. But the one I get that I did some digging. I traveled when I was doing improv comedy all the time, like way more frequently. I traveled with this guy, Tim, who's the Bible's funny people would recognize. And he used to get like David Beckham. He used to get like really good looking guys. And then one time he would get this after every show. And I was like to the student that walked up, I was like, what do you think I look like? You think Tim's David Beckham, thinking they're just in a generous mood. I'm going to maybe get a Brad Pitt nod or something. And they were like, I don't know, who's the bad guy from Alvin and the Chipmunks? Which is a very funny comedian named David Cross, but that presentation was terrible, first of all. The bad guy from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Also, David Cross is hearing that. It's like, that's what I'm remembered for?
That's my thing? And then I looked at him and I was just like, dang it. That's kind of close. I don't like how close that is.
What's his name?
David. He's a Arrested Development. He's the is he not?
Oh,
is that
the blue guy?
Yeah, the blue.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I can't remember now.
Yeah.
Tobias.
Tobias.
Yeah.
Tobias.
Funke.
If you grow a beard, it'd be pretty scary.
There's one where he's shaved. There was also a Toby Mac picture in the Tampa Bay Rays like program for a while that with the glasses and things.
Once again, Soul Patch.
Me and the Soul Patch is a very small group.
Billy Ray Cyrus, Keith Urban. I mean, it's just we always got mixed up.
That is so funny.
You get some thick rim glasses. That's
That one's close. There's a couple where I'm just like, hot dog. That is it. That's close.
Hey, David Cross, Jesus on the cross. Boom, all connecting.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Look at that right there.
Yes.
And community. You love Jesus.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jesus, look at this.
Jesus.
I do love Jesus.
Anthony.
Anthony, what is this?
What is that?
Oh, that's a card game.
Anthony, we're scared again. There's something on our table. Help us.
Did it hurt you?
I think it did. It burned me.
They're joking. It's very safe. That's a card game, guys.
That
it's
you
a,
created?
I made a card game. But I made a card game.
But not like the whole thing, right?
I keep getting this question. Yeah, I made a whole card game. I got the opportunity to make a card game.
This
and
is
then,
so awesome.
I did it.
The packaging is very nice.
Thank you very much.
I've
very
never met a person that created an actual board game.
Yeah.
Actual card game. Oh, yeah, you've created. What did you, was it like, what was the name? Monopoly? Or?
Yeah, Monopoly.
Oh, yeah, you created Monopoly. I forgot.
Yeah.
You made Monopoly?
Yeah, but I'm sure this is going to be just as cool.
Gosh.
This is popping. Hey, so this is actually a really, really dope thing. So you made this. When is this coming out? It's not out yet, right?
It's not out yet. It comes out June, first week of June. June 6th, I believe.
Nice.
The
party game of hilarious pairings for Versus Out of Context. So this is kind of a play, like, this is like the next step of what you do for your Instagram.
That's right.
And your just content that you build is the Bible is funny with your podcast and everything. But now it's a game.
Now it's a game. So it's a bunch of funny verses pulled out of context, like just the verse completely isolated.
You said it's like Cards Against Humanity. Did you ever say that?
No, that's right. It's like What Do You Meme or Cards Against Humanity.
This is
like Cards
to Apples.
Apples to Apples.
This is if Cards Against Humanity went to youth group and got saved.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's what this is. So
it is. It's one thing I've told people, it's like we played it a couple times. It's super fun. It's really funny. And it like doesn't, I never know how much to like go into stuff, but like Cards Against Humanity, I do think is funny, but it gets a little gross sometimes. Like for me, even like I have a pretty high tolerance for stuff, same. And I'll get a couple rounds into it. I'm like oh, I get it. Okay.
I don't
just gotta go pray after.
Shocking card again. So this is a fun one. I guess one of the reasons I say that is like if you and your friends want to have like a dirty joke night, this is not the card game for you. Because it doesn't do a lot of that, but it's like, it's super fun. So like we played it with like my parents, recently, our family was together and we hung out, or it was my in-laws. Sorry. It was my in-laws. We played it with our neighbors. It's really fun. So it's just a bunch of completely out of context Bible verses and you get them in your hand. You're trying to pair them with the prompt, that comes out. And then the, whoever gets the funniest pairing,
this is the prompt
winner.
So the person, one person reads the prompt. Everyone puts in
their
joke
card,
or their verse out of context. And then they read them out loud and they take the funniest one gets a point.
It's super fun. Another thing I'm excited about, which has been the whole Bible is Funny project in general, is like, you know, I know there's even like family dynamics where faith is, some people are really serious about their faith. Some people it just can be a touchy issue. To me, this is like a fun activity where it's like you are interacting with the Bible, but it's just
even
fun
an
and
even
funny.
Playing field kind
of. Yeah, everybody can play it. You don't need any sort of background Hebrew Latin knowledge to really, I mean, to fully understand the joke.
But it doesn't
this
hurt.
Is good, you I just pulled out the first two cards.
Yeah,
and they match up pretty awesome.
Thank you for saying that. It's actually like creating this was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
So I'll do the example. So this is from Jeremiah 27.
Yeah.
20 verse 7 says, people make fun of me all day long. Everyone laughs at me. And you can use either side.
Yeah, you get to choose prompt.
And so it says, the fastest way to make a new best friend is to walk right up to them and say,
that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you found, these are literally all these verses that you found and pulled apart and put them into the game.
Like, that was the project of the Bible is Funny. Started with reading through the whole Bible, like slowly and just pulling out stuff I thought was interesting. So I had kind of a collection, and then it becomes something listeners probably wouldn't be super interested in, but it's like, how do you make them like kind of match?
Yeah.
Cause like you have to think about like parts of speech and how does that match with that. So if it's like you walk up and say something, it needs to be a quote, because I thought that would be super easy. I'm like, oh, I'll dump a bunch of funny verses in and a bunch of funny, but it's like then they weren't working right, and you realize like, oh, there's more thought that goes into these games than I maybe originally estimated. So
well, that's why probably a lot of people don't do them, but because it's just one, it maybe it's not as funny as that idea, or like, oh, this would be really good, and then no one's like, I'm not gonna enjoy this.
Yeah
The fact that you,
that's really cool,
like it's gonna take off.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
Round of applause for Anthony.
Proud of you.
This is the first like I was, it mattered to me that I was on your guys' podcast to chat about. I was like, oh, this is so cool. We get to talk about this, and I want to do it on Ninjas and Butterflies. That's amazing. Where I want to start.
You and also, why is it only 8 plus? What's what? Why can't my
7-year olds know what they did?
No,
they,
okay. She's not allowed.
They know what they did. They did.
Once they get there, then we can talk.
We can talk.
Just talk.
Is he from New York?
Yeah.
Dude, the Elmo voice guy, you're going to hate yourself.
Yeah.
The whole.
We're going to end that there.
The whole Departed movie, but it's Elmo the whole time.
That would be amazing.
Oh.
Hey, Departed.
I'm not going to do it.
Yep. Okay. No. People are like, do the Elmo voice you see in the streets. No, I'm not going to do it.
I can do other things too.
Come on, guys.
If you
guys.
See us at a conference, ask Josh to do Elmo.
Do it.
I'll probably do it.
Do you guys want to play a round?
Yeah, let's do like one round.
I guess.
You should you should get Lifeway to maybe promote this.
Where there's a life, there's a way.
Just hey. Kidding.
Just kidding. Life finds a way.
Lifeway canceled us, so.
But we love them still.
We do.
We love them still.
Actually, they didn't cancel us.
We need to tell that story sometime on the podcast.
We can tell it right after we play this.
Yeah, we could.
You want to?
I just don't know if it's going to be fun for him.
I would love to hear. Listen.
Hey, how do I do this?
Don't put me in a box.
Yeah, no, let him do it.
For what is fun for me.
Yeah. So what do we need to do? We need to, everyone has to
everyone
have.
Gets seven cards, seven of the black cards.
Got it.
Black cards?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
You can have one, two, more than that, three, honestly. Four, five, it's one of those house seven, rules type one, deals, so. Two,
three, four. Oh.
There you go. There you go. So if you open up the rules, there's like a rules tucked in there in the back. There's a couple of ways on the back that you can choose who goes first as what's called the theologian. The theologian
that's
is the
funny.
One who does the round and gets to decide
that's
which
so fun.
Card is the funny.
So like number five is the David rule, and it's the best answer goes first.
That's cool.
Fun, see, Anthony. Yeah.
See, that's why you're making games and nobody isn't.
Nobody is.
Nobody is.
The Moses rule, first person to take off their shoes goes first. That's so funny.
One way I thought about talking about this game is like just like I invented this game flow.
You should.
And then when people were like, so it's like apples to apples. No. No, it's not.
And then you want to literally explain apples to apples.
Kind of like, it's just someone puts a prompt down and everyone does a card that kind of corresponds to that card.
So it's kind of like apples to apples.
No.
you're not. Are you hearing me?
We're just missing somewhere because it's actually very different.
We'll do rule number one.
Okay.
Which is the Zacchaeus rule. The shortest person goes first. So you can
Josh.
Start.
You can start. Am I the shortest person here?
Yes.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yes,
taller than Andrew.
5'11".
I'm taller than Andrew. I'm 6 foot. I'm 6 foot. So I pulled one of these cards. Put that down. Do I pull a card? One of these cards?
Yeah. So you pull one of those, and then you get to pick one of those two,
I
also think is cool because that way if like the prompt doesn't fit to you real well, like if it's like, you know, something about like my high school experience and you're in high school and it's like, this doesn't really work for me. You can just pick the other prompt. So you're not stuck with a bad one.
All right. Here's my prompt. Okay. This is the boss speaking. Hey, I'm going to need you to work late tonight.
Okay.
Me. What's my response? Hey, I'm going to need you to work late tonight.
Okay. Okay. That's a good one.
I can't wait you to read.
I'm going to put mine in the mail over there to you guys. No, just stand up and give it to you. Okay. Hey, I'm going to need you to work late tonight.
How was it difficult coming up with the actual prompts themselves? Because I know the verses, like you're like, these will fit a lot of them.
Yeah.
Was the prompt the
well, first
the
of all, I want to thank you for waiting until I took my headset off and got up to ask me that question. Were the prompts difficult? A little bit.
Yeah,
it was like a little bit. Funny backstory. They all had one prompt on them at first. Mm-hmm. And then the publisher was like, hey, we have a fun idea. People could play the game longer if it was two prompts. And I was like, oh, fun. So I have to come up with double now. I thought it was.
Did Rachel help a lot with those?
Rachel, I mean, she helps with everything. Yeah. So she's
your rock
partner.
Interesting,
all of
but it only
it.
Says Anthony Russo on the front. So.
The checks are made out to Rachel, which is odd.
I don't remember being part of that conversation.
All right.
Here you go.
Scared.
Boss, hey, I'm going to need you to work late tonight. I respond, aha, just what we wanted.
Nice.
That's Psalm 35.
That's a robot. It's an AI robot speaking.
Just
Yes, more boxes.
I am on the verge of complete ruin before the entire community. Proverbs 5:14. That's pretty good. And then what the true proverb says that happened. The dog returns to its own vomit. That's pretty good. I like I am on the verge of complete
ruin. Come on.
The entire community.
Oh, I had dog vomit.
Oh, nice.
I would have gone dog vomit.
That's fun.
That is a great. That is. This is an awesome premise.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
I like this.
Are you happy? Are you happy with the way it turned out, the branding and everything? And like,
are you just happy?
Super. How are you feeling today?
Leave it to Andy for the existential turn out of nowhere. Happy and just in general. I mean, I'm thrilled. I truly. The team's from Ink and Willow is the one that hooked us up.
And, Ink and Willow
allowed me to do this project.
I don't know.
They
say if you start with yeah, no, you're hiding something.
Mm. Yeah, I am. I'm not happy in general.
But happy about the game.
But the game, I am
ecstatic.
Pretty thrilled with. No, it really, the team's been super fun. Like, this team, you guys know, you've worked with people on projects and stuff. And
we
This team, like, would contribute, like, good jokes. I'm not just saying that because I know they're watching. Hi, Ink and Willow. But they would contribute like jokes that were like great. Oh yeah, you get it, and that's funny. Like that's a good addition there. Because sometimes you're like you work with people on projects, and they're like, "What if we did a spaghetti monster?"
It's like yeah, we could. Like, yeah, we definitely could.
That is a thing that you've said.
Put that,
and I heard that. So
in the idea journal. So the team here was like just so rad. They've been cool to work with. The product ended up looking really cool. Like it's like kind of small, which I dig, because like if you were to like grab your backpack and go somewhere, you could put it in there really quickly. It's very like portable, which I like. So I think it's fun for like small groups or family stuff or any kind of game night kind of vibe. I think it'll be a hit.
I love all the trademarks of all the different types of Bibles on the back and the translations and stuff that you had to pull from. It's just all those are just like, hey,
I'm such a dummy. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to use like every verse in the Bible. That's cool. Right. And they're like, yeah. So actually people get a little funny about that because people print Bibles and whatnot.
That is so fun. I'm in love with it. This is super cool.
I'm in love with it.
I'm in love with this game.
Nice. All right.
Thanks, guys.
So cool. So so this comes out the first week of June. Where can they buy it?
Comes out the first week of June. You can buy it on
Amazon.
You can buy the Bible is Funny link. If you follow me on Instagram and stuff, it's there. I have a website now, anthonyrusso.me.
Nice. All about you.
You can go there.
Interesting.
Dot myself.
Could have been us or we or myself and Rachel. You know, it could. No,
Anthony
it's me.
Rachel.
Yeah. So, yeah, you could get it there. You get wherever you're looking to get it. We'll get it to you, you know?
I think every youth group should get that. That's the perfect, like, hey, we have 20 minutes before the next service. Let's play a couple rounds.
10 out of 10.
Hey, 10 out of
10. 5 stars.
Thank you, get guys. It. You guys are the best.
We know,
yeah.
Did you see my hat that I wore today?
Hey, we did that, right?
Sunday Cool did this hat.
If they did, it's like,
take it off!
Oh.
Did you guys know Sunday Cool makes all kinds of custom apparel and does whatever you want? Oh, like, whatever you need, they'll do it for you, and it looks really great. And
I work there.
I do, too.
That's our company.
Oh, my
God. Do you guys work there?
Yes. We do.
Oh, my gosh.
We do.
It's so fun.
It must be a cool place to work. Is it a cool place to work?
Dude, all three of us.
My boss is pretty rough.
Yeah.
Zip it. Hey. Oh, yes, sir.
Boss says to me, hey, you got to stay late today. And I say, I am on the verge of collapse in front of the whole community. It's a true story. Based on a true story.
Cards read my mind.
Mm. Sunday Cool. Hats. T-shirts. Hats. Hoodies. Beanies.
Hey, Anthony.
Stickers.
Hey, Anthony. What kind of hobbies do you have?
Hobbies?
Hobbies.
Lobbies.
Lobbies? You're a lobbyist? I knew there was something off.
No, I have hobby. I have lobbies. I have lobbies of hobbies.
I only do my hobbies.
All of my hobbies are in a lobby.
Got it.
It's all lobby based hobbies.
Magazines.
Yeah, whatever you find in a lobby.
That's usually
my my hobbies are lobbies. It's a hobby lobby.
Yeah.
Why do you say?
What?
Why?
No, I'm just curious. It's just conversation.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Was that a genuine? I thought you were teaming up or something.
No.
Like, you had like a big news
We were ending with Sunday cool stuff, and I was just like, hey, we're not done yet. Hey, Anthony, you got some hobbies?
Oh my gosh.
I really thought you were going to lead into like this.
Speaking of hobbies.
I thought you
were. You know, Ronald Reagan used to decapitate people?
Stop.
No.
What? Gosh. Annie, that was like such an obvious turn. It was just so clear we were being guided somewhere. Now I legitimately.
We were being guided somewhere into a conversation. And then you guys like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Legitimately, I do Quirtle and Wordle. That's one of my hobbies. I love to do like Quirtle. Word puzzles. Quirtle is four Wordles at the same time. Simultaneously. You guys like Wordle?
I didn't know you were 78.
I don't know.
I was talking to a coworker recently and I had to explain the show Newlyweds with Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson. You guys remember that show?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Chicken is the fish of the sea. Is that what she
Is tuna chicken or fish? And she's talking about Love is Blind and Nick Lachey is the host of that show. I don't know his.
Yeah, of course he is.
He
yeah, why not?
Cares about that show like a dad who walked out on his kids a long time ago. Like he shows up every once in a while. Hey, so this is Love is Blind. See you later. That's it. And then it's like
phoning it in.
You go on Netflix and his face is like the first thing. Anyway, it bothers me. But yeah, I was telling her about Newlyweds and I was like, I'm 100 years old that I have to explain old television now to my coworkers.
Also, the word television.
Have you heard of the actor Charlie Chaplin?
Wait, who's Ronald Reagan? This name just popped in my head.
This Charlie Chaplin character.
I have something. Speaking of hobbies, I saw this thing on where I get all my information, TikTok.
Yes.
And it's
100%
true.
Our news source. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of this thing? It's called the elephant's foot.
The elephant's foot.
Pretty sure it's called elephant foot. And it's I think it was in Chernobyl. It was like this leaked radiation. And it's like this mound that's like, I want to say it's only like 30 inches across or something and like this tall. But the mass of it, it's so much radiation. It's like plutonium or something. Like it's like dense. Yeah, yeah. This size of thing weighs like something nuts, like 100 tons or something. Like it's so dense. And if you go in the room and just look at it, you'll die. There's that much radiation coming off of this thing.
Holy cow.
So where's it at then?
Russia. It's still, like in the thing. They can't get rid of it. Where are you going to put it?
Oh, my goodness. So it's literally just sitting there.
Yeah.
And people are just walking and they're dying.
There's a picture of it. And it's like, how'd they get the picture? They had to use a mirror and then take a picture for around the corner just to get a picture of it.
It's called an elephant's foot?
Elephant foot or something. Do you see it?
Because it's so heavy.
Wow.
But it looks like an alien poop.
Oh, weird.
it's radioactive lava.
It looks like...
how much does it weigh?
Give me a sec.
How much does it weigh?
93 pounds.
Hearing you...
Well, never mind.
Hearing you describe it's just sitting there. It's like that thing that you sort of put out by the end of your driveway at the house and you just hope the garbage people take it. You're like, it doesn't really stack up.
Speaking of that,
super heavy and...
We have... It's probably a 8,000-pound tree trunk sitting by our curb. We hope someone picks it up. Everyone's like, no one's going to pick that
Nobody.
Up.
Nobody. That's Florida's elephant foot.
Yeah. I'll show a picture here of my tree trunk.
I plan on, like, I'm out there when I have something like that and just sort of kicking rocks when the garbage guy comes up. I'm like, oh, what's that? That's weird that's there.
Maybe you should take it.
Maybe.
Do you have any hobbies? Or
maybe you should take... Oh, should I take... You should take it? Maybe you should... You have the...
You know, it'd be really fun if we, like, we put this in there.
What if we...
Like, it's like when you're trying to, like, manipulate your kid to get to do something, like, go... Like, you know what'd be really cool? Let's go brush our teeth.
Right.
It'd be so fun, right?
Having a kid does point out some of these things because you're like, I'll leave stuff down there, like metal stuff specifically. And the metal stuff just sort of disappears. And generally, my understanding is there's people who will sort of track through neighborhoods and they'll like take it and make money per the weight of the metal.
Yeah.
But truly, when your kid is like, you just sort of lay stuff down there by the end of our house, what happens to it? And you're like, it's like the metal fairy comes and takes it away. I don't really know, kid. You just put stuff down there. Sometimes it goes away, sometimes it doesn't. And that's the whole method. That's the end of the method right
I'm
there.
It's kind of like with, fairy.
That's what happens to me like when I'm at home. Like I put like my dirty clothes on the floor and no joke, the next day they're gone.
That's amazing.
2 days later, they're hanging up in my closet. It's what? Nuts.
That's crazy.
I know. I don't know what it is, man. Like it's just
and you just leave them all over the floor.
And it happened whenever I got married. It was like I don't know if it's just a marriage thing or you own a house or something. Yeah. It's weird.
How much does it weigh?
2 tons.
Two tons?
Not 100 tons.
But that's 4,000 pounds, right?
How did we weigh it?
It's a corium is the matter that is the actual.
Hey, what's a matter?
Hey, what's the matter?
It's corium.
But people have been close to it. You just can't stay there for very long. This is a photo of someone looking at it.
Would you? You're not doing that though, right?
No.
Like if someone was like, no, it's cool for you to be near. Just you got to just get out of there fast.
Kind of like an in and out kind of thing.
Like
that photo
no
was
thanks.
From 1986. So. Mm.
No thanks.
I'm curious where that person is now.
Yeah.
I'll just stay away from it. Why don't we go with that method? Did you see this video the other day of a gator going through a fence, by the way?
No,
speaking of things
no.
you should stay away from. Thing just like, it was like, it wasn't the strongest of fences in defense of the gator, because I know how you get.
Defense?
Defense.
I thought you were saying like, it's defense. Like, but you said defense.
Yeah. So the gator just puts its head in there and does like one of these and then like moves its whole body all the way through. I was like, man, if these things were motivated.
If they were organized,
if they were
motivated.
I think motivation's the primary problem between gators and taking over the world. I think they just don't want
to. They don't realize their full potential, just like AI. You know, like it's insane. But you see that video of the two gators fighting? Do you see that?
On the golf course.
No.
They're like 12-foot gators. Massive. Huge gators going at it.
The dude got so close.
He was
like from like me to this light just filming them. And they're just like,
I said it was a gimme. It's too far. You should finish the putt. That's how it started.
Yeah. I have a real hatred for gators, though.
Yeah. Have you told us why?
Have I?
I thought you had.
I don't know why you hate gators.
Hate gators?
No.
It ate my golden retriever puppy when I was, I think, 6.
Josh.
His name was Scout.
Scout. Poor Scout.
R.I.P. Scout.
So you're walking the dog near the lake?
We lived on a lake,
yeah.
And I just let him out one morning, and he walked down to the edge of the water. It was just drinking out of the water. And it was, I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, it was like a 10-foot gator, just like right in front of me, and just pulled it in.
That is like a villain origin story.
Yeah.
You are like, you should be the Cruella de Vil of...
What are you laughing so hard about? Hey!
Andrew.
What in the world?
Andrew.
You can, no. Andy.
What? What's so funny about that?
I don't know. That's not funny. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing.
I thought we were friends.
No, I'm just... It's just a very... Like, we've talked... You've told me the story so many times. So
it gets better. We had a neighbor, and his name was Dumas. My dad had another nickname for him. But Dumas grabbed his 30-06 or something, goes out there and shoots the gator instantly. And so experiencing all of this as a 6-year-old has...
It's pretty traumatic.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. I'm being honest. That's a rough day as a 6-year-old.
So the gator...
Hey.
What?
Rough.
Oh.
Gator gets the puppy, and then your neighbor shot the gator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then...
To be fair, your final words before the dog and it came out of the water, you said, see you later.
Mm.
To be fair.
Alligator.
Yeah, that was your fault in a way.
Yeah, and I've been almost attacked like a couple times because the lake we lived on was just highly gator infested.
Riddled.
Like, we went out one night when I was in probably, like, fourth grade, and we just did the light, you know?
Yeah.
On the boat.
Yeah.
And that night, we had counted, like, 200-plus gators in that lake. So.
See all their eyes light up?
Yeah.
Oof, man.
Yeah. Scary. Gators.
They're everywhere down here, dude. Yeah.
You see, like, moments of motivation from them where they, like...
I'm going to get you.
They fight.
I don't want to.
They'll fight. Yeah, that's it, though. It's like your classic. We all have a buddy who's like a gator who's like, you know what, man? I think I'm going to start applying for jobs tomorrow. They're like, good for you, man. He's in there doing Fortnite when you get there. His jammy pants, and you're like, okay.
How did the interviews go?
Maybe next.
Well, that gator definitely had motivation to eat Scout. So maybe he thought he was just really cute. And it's like, I want to bite you. You're so cute.
It's like, you would have, like, whenever those.
Yeah.
Too hard.
When old ladies just like, I could just. That baby's so cute, I can just eat him up. And I was like, don't say that. That's
Scout was so cute.
If grannies had jaws like gators,
we'd be doomed.
Nobody would survive.
Would you wear an RIP Scout shirt?
Yeah. I would wear an RIP Scout
shirt. Can we dedicate this podcast to Scout?
Yeah.
Can we do a shirt that's literally just Scout with a saddle riding a gator?
Oh, yeah. With going into heaven, though.
No. Wait. What if
on clouds?
What if it's like that?
That made me so lightheaded. Holy cow!
That stairway, into the clouds, and Scout is riding Winter the Dolphin, and the gator is upside down because the gator has been defeated.
Yeah,
with the Scout's holding a sword for some reason,
just a spear through the gator.
Winter the Dolphin has it. The tail is healed.
Yeah.
So you really can't tell it's winter. That's like a next level. It just looks like a normal.
All right.
Anthony, thank you so much for coming back.
On yesterday's podcast, I was like, everyone hold hands. And I grabbed Andy's fingers like this. Like the two finger. Like I was his toddler.
Where are we going, Dad? Are we doing a podcast?
Anthony, we love you.
I love you guys, man. Thanks for having us. Thanks for us. All of us.
Yeah, can I ask you a question?
Oh, go ahead.
Why did you request again that Lily doesn't come on the podcast when you get here?
Don't do that.
Why is that? Because it's like three times in a row you've been like, hey, can we not have her here? Yes. When I said her, you said the lady, the chick. And I said, I don't know.
I
guess we can not have her.
People ask me, you've written a book. You've come out with a card game. What is left? Like, what do you want to do? What's left to do? Isn't it? Haven't you done it? And I was like, I want to do a podcast with Lily.
Yeah.
That's it. But
didn't happen.
Not here.
Couldn't happen.
No, Lily is
seems easy.
She's a very busy lady. She's probably busier than all of us combined.
She's so busy, but her schedule clears up for every podcast except for the ones that I do.
Yeah. That's why we were so adamant and just like, hey, give us a date, give us a time so we know when to not book Lily.
You were like, yeah, Anthony's coming. And Lily's like, oh, I'm busy. And you were like, I didn't say the day or when yet.
When is it? Oh, it's this. Yeah, no, I'm busy.
I'm slammed I can't do it.
That afternoon. Oh, can't even look up.
I have to put my hand in a blender that day.
I think Lily and I are going to do a spinoff Ninjas or Butterfly, like a special edition one with just me and Lily.
Next one, I promise she'll be on. She's my wife and she has to listen to me.
Yep.
Just kidding.
I will ask her very nicely.
I'm sorry. I'm Lily. That was a joke.
Awesome. Anthony, thank you for showing the game off. Thank you, everyone. First week of June. Go buy this for yourself or someone else.
Yeah.
Share it.
Yeah.
Play this game. Because I want volume 2.
Yeah.
I want a volume 2. More prompts.
Yeah.
Come on, bud.
There's more to be done. Yes. So I hope we get to do that too. Yeah.
This is awesome.
You can pre-order it now.
Oh, can you? Okay. All right. We'll have the link in the description.
Only Ninjas or Butterflies listeners can pre-order it now. When you click on it, it looks like everybody can do it, but they can't.
Just our audience.
And it's like, you'll be like, where do I put the code or whatever? And you don't, it just knows.
They just knows.
Because the AI is really good now. The so they IP know. Just,
You actually get them for free. All you do is you put in the information like to pay.
Right.
And then it'll send it to you for free.
Yeah,
just enter your information. It's fine. Like, if you pay that, you get it for free. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really incredible stuff.
Anthony, where do they follow you?
Oh, you can follow me at The Bible Is Funny. That's the best thing to do. Instagram, TikTok. That's where I'm doing things. I have a podcast, The Bible Is Funny podcast. You guys have been on it.
We have.
Twice. Now you're going to need to do your third one.
Yeah.
Here soon. And so, follow along there.
Absolutely.
And then give us 5 stars on everything.
Share this podcast, bing, babies.
Bing, bing, if you don't bing, love bing. Us, still do it.
Also, not go to SundayCoolSwag.com. Is that it, right?
Yeah.
SundayCoolSwag.com. We have Ninja merch now.
Yeah.
We have some
get it quick,
new,
we only printed just a couple.
Yep.
And they're gonna go fast, probably. Hopefully.
Also, you've got merch on your store too. So if you guys they want to support, right?
You can.
Or are you doing? Or you have a pre-sale?
It's a lot of ask we're giving these people.
Sorry. Well, all this stuff will be in the description.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. You just yeah.
Yeah.
Support local podcasts.
Yeah. Hey.
Shop local.
Before we go, go hug someone today.
Hey. Oh man.
Also, don't leave a 5-star review if 10 stars is the potential, because someone left a very good review, but only half of the potential stars.
Who gives 10 stars?
Good.
I don't know. It said 5 out of 10. I forget where I was looking.
Oh.
Yep.
Interesting.
They just put that in the comments. I know this doesn't go up to 10, but it's a 5 out of 10. I didn't think 2.5 sufficed.
Is there anything else we can slip in and tell the listeners to do here before we close?
Yeah, if you see a gator, kill it.
Oh, my gosh.
For Scout.
For Scout.
Charge.
That's see you guys.
Love you guys. Love you.
Bye,
thanks
Anthony.
For watching.
Bye, Andrew. Andy.
Hooper.
Did you call me Hooper?
Yep.
Oh, that's why you.
I've never.
That's why.
That was so weird.
That's why.
Are you going to start calling me that now?
Hanging with just? Mr. Hooper.
Yeah, let's
do you ever get that?
From Sesame Street?
Isn't it? I thought the show was called Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mr. Is this one of those 60s
there's a,
TV
there's
shows?
There's a Mr. Hooper on
Hello,
Sesame
darkness,
Street.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I've come.
Is that one of the TV shows you used to watch in the 70s?
It's an old show, yeah. We were fighting the Civil War, and television was different.
Oh.
Everything was in black and white.
That was good, guys.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful butterflies.
I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas attack!
That was good, guys. You want to do another song?
Yeah.
Walking by the lake one day. Scout would have never known.
Scout,
the last day I'd ever see him.
Where are you?
I miss you, buddy.
I miss you.
Your man's best friend.
Scout, you left too early. You're
taken in too soon.
In the belly of a gator.
I never see you later.
Sought revenge. You got that gator.
You now were a golden retriever. God, I wish you retrieve him. But he's gone. Scout is gone.
All dogs go to
the dog farm.
Dog This could be something.
This could be Scout!
Scout!
Where are you? Why did you leave me?
Ah!
It's a dashboard song now.
That is.